All right, we're recording now.
All right, well, I gotta finish eating.
God damn it.
It's gonna get a little political, because I'm super pissed
Wait
off.
A minute, because it doesn't normally?
It doesn't normally.
I don't think it does.
Yes, it does.
Like, every episode. There's at least a good 20 minutes.
So, I donated a lot of money to Bernie Sanders, right? I mean, I would consider it a lot of money.
Oh, trying to buy an election. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
1%
I'm assuming there. That's why I got this survey with air quotes around it from the Democratic National Committee saying, oh, blah, 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 you're a valued local member of the Democratic Party, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
did the survey want to know how much you are also going to give them?
That's, it's...
Spoiler.
It's like, it's like all these fake survey questions, like, do you agree with President Obama on this? And they're all just fake issues, like, you know, oh, when Congress is deadlocked, should Obama just do something?
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah. There's so there's all like, these fake issues.
What does that mean?
And then you get to the end of it, and they're just asking for money. I'm not even a member of the Democratic Party. the whole fucking thing.
Your wallet disagrees.
Especially not when Bernie breaks ranks and runs as an independent.
I will
vote. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. You know he's not going to do that,
he's
right?
He's not going to do that.
No.
If he knows that that's not...
If he did that and Trump broke from the Republicans, there would be four potential candidates. If none of them could get the majority of the votes necessary to secure the presidency, it would go to the House of Representatives to just pick the president.
Yeah, so, but there's
the Republican,
Cruz.
Yeah,
there's
the
Cruz.
Republican, yeah, in the Republican controlled Congress.
I actually want that to happen because then I think people will get more pissed off at how the government works.
I actually also want
or that. Or doesn't work.
Yeah. And then that would change.
I'm actually kind of getting on this bandwagon now where, like, if they screw Bernie out of this nomination, which is going, like, is going to happen if it has not already happened for certain, I might actually vote for Trump. Just burn it down. Like, here's the thing about being a good person. There's no nuclear option for being a good person. Like, if you're a shitty person, there's always the next worst thing you can do. Like, you can always just fucking destroy it. And then walk away. It's just very frustrating. I'm not actually going to vote for Trump. I can't justify it.
I've been seriously questioning whether or not I can vote for Hillary Clinton. Like, if it becomes Hillary versus Trump, I've been like, I hate Trump. Like, I hate him. I don't really like Hillary that much. Like, the way she's constantly flipping and changing things and...
That's because she's a politician.
Yeah, and it's really bugging me. But Bernie Sanders doesn't do that. Bernie Sanders is like, no.
He has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, man. You want to vote for Bernie, but your fallback is voting against Trump, which is not like an endorsement of anyone.
And it seems stupid because whenever this first started, I was like, yeah, I'd vote for Hillary. Like, if Bernie Sanders loses, I would vote for Hillary. But then I was watching the debates and watching her speeches, and I'm like, man, I don't agree with this person on 80% of the things she says. Like,
well, yeah, but
actually pretty
but
good.
She's saying,
pretty
but
good
she's
average.
Saying different stuff now that is closer to what Bernie says.
Well, yeah, she's shifting her position, but she's going to shift right back.
Well, of course she is.
To center right or wherever she
because guess
really
what?
Is.
It doesn't fucking matter. None of it matters. Mm-hmm. That one person doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
And never has.
That was another thing. It's like a lot of people are really like, oh, if Bernie Sanders got elected, socialism. It's like, one... Well, the president will realistically accomplish maybe 5% of the things that they said that they were going to accomplish. Bernie, I would even give Bernie an extra 5%. Let's just say he goes balls to the wall. That's 10%.
Well, the thing about Bernie is he's super good at negotiating.
Except with the DNC.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as a super liberal independent, he's piggybacked on a lot of popular Republican bills to get things like pushed through. Also, he's got a huge fucking microphone. Like,
that's not where I thought that was going.
He's Jewish.
Euphemism.
He's got a huge microphone.
We've talked about microphones and Alex before, though.
Yeah.
The microphone in Danny DeVito's hand looked fucking huge.
He's got the little baby hand. He's just... Sorry. But anyway, so I was pissed because I actually like whenever I opened it, I was like, "Oh, they actually want to hear from me." No, they just want money.
That's what I'll do.
From your wallet.
Yes,
but I'm not going to give them any fucking money
because
I'm not even a Democrat.
Right.
Welcome to Modern Politics, Alex.
Fuck politics.
Hey, guess what? You're getting the same survey from me in like August, September for Sausage Fest.
For him in like 2 weeks, just in general.
Just for some gas money. Just because.
Summer's coming. Show your support now.
Do you agree that summer should be here when it's hot?
Do you agree?
Donate.
Do you agree that fuck
we'll make
cancer?
It happen.
Yeah. I heard you were pro-cancer.
So now I'm debating on just throwing this thing away or, like, writing back. Because somebody actually has to physically open this envelope. Yeah, but it's going to be some fucking intern who doesn't give a shit.
No, it's not. It's not even going to be an intern. It's going to go through a lockbox. It's going to go to a bank. It will go to a bank. Any check inside will get cashed first. Then they pass it over to a data entry operator who will just read through the survey, answer the questions. Anything that's a written response, they'll just forward on. And so it won't get looked at.
So there's no point.
Just file it in the circular filing cabinet.
I used to work at a bank lockbox. That's what we did. You just
masturbated furiously into the mail.
Yep.
Just cut the end open and give it a shake. And if a check falls out, that's a good one. Otherwise, it toss in the other pile.
Yep. Pretty much. It's,
Remind
it's
me not
pretty
to eat
close
at a buffet
to that.
At a bank.
It's. Almost as bad as
if you really want to mess them up, send them some bitcoins.
Nothing as bad as Golden Corral. No,
there's really not.
Golden Corral is the.
So I would make a donation, but admit it into
bottom,
paper bitcoins. You have to figure out how to cash.
It is literally that. The kids convince us to go
like
there.
Fucking
one day.
Ream of paper.
Yeah, for like brunch. So
with
we
the
go
Bitcoin
there,
it.
And it's like a Saturday or Sunday morning. And so I go up to
prime time
get food. And there's, like, one person in front of me. Actually, no, there was two people in front of me waiting for bacon. They bring a tray of bacon out. Now, this is probably a, I don't know, 9x12 tray, about an inch and a half.
A standard buffet tray.
Yeah, standard
Tony,
buffet
we all
tray.
Know what the standard buffet tray is.
They put
here.
This tray down. The first person takes, no lie, 3/4 of the bacon in the tray. They have a circular plate that is heaping and just has bacon on it. The next person takes the rest of the bacon. I was the third person in line and got no bacon. I wanted like 2 strips of bacon. That's it.
Tony,
God damn,
should have leaned over and said,
Tony, what you don't
understand. That's not how it is at fucking Porter's.
What you don't understand is that at Golden Corral, the bacon is the currency.
It is. I should have known better.
I probably would have like pre-called the local hospital and been like, hey, you got like T-1 hour before this dude kicks it. you should
Somebody
get
nitrate or bacon overload.
You should get here.
Yeah.
By the way, my cholesterol is normal.
What?
This guy. It was not really high before, but now it is really normal.
Is it from being a vegetarian?
No. Because that did not last
is it
very long.
Medication?
It is from medication.
As God intended.
Yeah. Because when I can solve my problems by taking a pill instead of dieting, I will choose that every time.
I would as well.
Yeah, it's the correct decision. It's like anti-vaxxing.
Are you like dubious. Becoming like judgy? Like
no.
You're like from being a vegetarian, and then Adam's like talking. And you're like,
I think I don't think you use that word appropriately.
What?
Becoming.
Oh. I could almost hear the word peasant.
I'm those fucking villagers in Minecraft.
To be honest with you, I never really do much with the villagers.
I bred them like rabbits.
Yeah.
I create a village, and I bred villagers.
Yeah, get those fucking librarians. You get easy access to enchantments.
Yeah.
I just heard mine all.
Silk touch.
I just heard mine all into a building, then destroy the building.
I have a
The very first village we found in Minecraft, when villages were new, there was a giant fucking church with a tower in the middle of town. We filled it every block with TNT. and set it off. That village was a fucking crater. we just wanted to see what would happen.
Rest in peace, that village. It was before villages were, like, useful.
Yeah. We're like, what is this place? I don't know, let's blow it up. Okay.
You know what Minecraft needs? Drones. You know what I get tired of doing? The same thing that I do on day one is the same thing I do on day 1,000, which is mine shit. I don't want to mine shit anymore. Like, I want to be doing other things.
That's where you get your redstone programming going.
I know, but that doesn't help you mine.
No.
Like, it makes my doors cool, and, like, I can build a library where, like, once I push the button, then my bookshelves appear with my enchanting book, and then, like, this little enchanting, like, little letter fly thing, which is slick, but then I have to go mine more shit. I'm, like, tired of mining shit.
So I haven't even delved into what the circuit stuff does.
I haven't touched either.
It doesn't look like... It looks like a lot of wankery.
It is a lot of wankery, I think.
I researched it, but I haven't messed with it.
I think it would be really useful.
I've been trying to get my research center optimized.
I don't think I've built a green or red wire yet.
I haven't either.
Nope.
So here's what I think you could use it for that would be practical. If you had two major manufacturing centers,
mm-hmm.
and you had a drone network in each one, you'd have to create a corridor of drone area.
Right.
And you would have to use the logic circuits to keep the corridor, like the pass through between the two. But that's the only use I can think
of. So what you could, like, say...
Because, like, I don't want my drones from this side because I got them doing stuff, like flying all the way over to the second place to get whatever. So I don't want them mingling. So you'd almost have to have, like, three drone networks, like one for each side and then one in the middle. And then the drones never strayed out from that. I don't know how you would do that, but I think the logic circuits are the way to accomplish it.
Well, another way you could do it is you could make the drone networks just far enough apart so there's not an overlap, so they couldn't fly between each other. And you can put like a...
Oh, like a corridor of conveyors.
Of conveyors and stuff. Just requesters and conveyors and storage... Just to,
that might be a lot easier.
Ship stuff back and forth between the two.
I could
not. Or train networks. Train networks do the same thing.
Yeah, well, the trains are fucked up though. Like, I can't half the time. If I have a
you have to get it just right.
If I have a horizontal station, I cannot make it. I cannot make a loop. I can't make it work. My vertical stations are the only ones that work. Like, I can't, with the stops, I can't make it go back and forth. It just says it can never find it. I know. It's
really I figured it out. No, I figured it out. You need a train car on each end facing opposite directions.
Yeah, no,
and you need to make sure that on one side, like, on the left end...
Mm-hmm.
On that end of the track, it has to be, the stop has to be on the right side. On both ends, it has to be on the right side. For the forward-facing car in that
direction. Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it took me a while to figure that shit out.
Oh, God. I can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just been driving the train back and forth.
If here's your path, you put one here and one here.
Actually, that's not what I did.
And it does it. And it works beautifully.
I got tired of driving the train back and forth three times.
Oh, God. No,
my whole goal in this game is once I have to do something more than once, I try and automate it. So I just built a long... one long conveyor.
I've done that, too. I've built so many really long conveyors. Then I realized I should have probably made some of those conveyors fast conveyors. I've never used the fast conveyors. I always just use the standard conveyors.
Oh no! The only thing my conveyors move are materials from one part to another, so I've never bothered making them fast.
I just started.
Also, I don't want them to be faster than my grabbers.
I just started using the started using the blue ones.
What do they do? Are they just even super faster?
The blue conveyor? See, I have a yellow one, a red one,
and a blue one. Blue is the next one, but you have to make it in a machine because you need lubricant.
Yeah, I have lubricant. I have a whole fucking tub of it that I haven't used because I haven't researched anything that requires it. Yeah, not a tub, like Factorio's silo, sex game.
Yeah, the tanker.
Yeah, the giant fucking silo. Because like I was using it for the petroleum gas to make batteries, which doesn't sound scientifically accurate, but
that's sulfuric acid.
Yeah, you have to make sulfuric acid. But anyway, so like I was making that. But then I realized it wasn't pumping more out because it has to pump out the other spouts.
In equal quantities, yeah.
So yeah. I'm like, I'll just build some fucking silos and I'll need this later, maybe. And then an alien invasion happened and killed the other two silos anyway. So I just built new silos.
I mean, that's...
I might play on peaceful mode. Because fuck those aliens.
Oh, there are turrets fucking everywhere now on that map. Now the warning sign comes up and then it goes away.
Jesus, the hair floating through the air.
I know.
Panda came flying through here.
He
is molting right now. It's ridiculous.
Man, I've been scratching his back because he was enjoying it. Like, just puffs kept coming up.
The alien, like, clusters around my thing have gotten so large that I physically just can't. It takes me 20 minutes to kill him with my tank now.
What?
I don't even use tanks.
It just takes so long.
The tank doesn't do enough for me.
Even with, the explosive shells, it doesn't do enough, but like...
So I figured out the way I finally started just plowing through things is I created like 8 to 10 laser turrets, build electrical lines out to where they are, come just outside of where the base is, drop a medium wires, what is the...
Yeah.
Because it's got a bigger layout, and drop that. Just drop a wall of turrets. I have my power armor on. I have the power armor 2. So, and I have like 4 or 5 lasers on it. Just walk in, let them come after me. Then I take a step back and let the laser turrets clear them out. Then I run in, take out one of the spawners. Let them come back, and I just take one spawner at a time.
So I was doing that before I left today. That's what I was doing. Only I built it into blueprints. So I was just blueprint wall of turning my way up. And so then like I got, I don't know, like 800 to 1,000 drones now. And so just drones come in to just build all these things. Well, like I built it too close to the nest. So then the things are attacking the drones and the things they put there. So it's just like thousands of these. And then like the drones are dying super fast. But like my base is automatically producing
more drones.
Like, it constantly produces more drones.
I finally get to a point where I turned that off. Because it's like I'm using up too many resources building drones and I need the resources for other things.
Yeah, well, I got a real oil problem.
I did. And I just started looking for oil in other places. And
the problem is I have oil refining in like 4 places. Because I can't.
That's a lot.
I know. But
I've done one and don't know what to do with the fucking most of it.
Are you making advanced circuits?
No.
Oh, there's one of the blue ones. Yeah. You need
the blue plastic ones?
For it. It is mainly
the red ones.
Oh, the red ones. Oh, God, yeah.
Because you have to start with plastic for that.
I need that for the third research thing. So I'll have to start making that.
Yep.
Yeah. But and the smart inserter for that.
I already have smart inserters. Smarter?
The smart inserters?
Yeah, I have a smart inserter. That doesn't require red.
No, but to make the third research potion.
Oh, yeah.
The smart inserter and the red circuit.
Yeah.
I got to a point where I couldn't do anything else until I went out and started killing aliens because I didn't have the alien artifacts.
Yeah, I just finished the satellite research, which is why I was going out killing aliens.
Are you on your second playthrough?
Yeah.
That was so anticlimactic. Okay, hit the button.
Yep,
nothing happened. Oh, wait. Game over. What? Okay, I guess.
It's about the journey, Tony. Also, they're doing something with space too. Like on their roadmap is once you launch that, you can start building components in space.
Oh, that's hot.
I know it is hot.
Well, because I was kind of thinking it would be really cool. Satellite, you could map out other areas of the world, and
I mean, because it goes on forever.
Yeah, unless you limit it, you can limit it.
I don't know why you would do that though.
Just for the challenge. Everybody else is bored at the table. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Daryl.
This is Lena.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
Wait, wait, there's 10 more people here.
I won't lie, I was just watching makeup tutorials on my phone while you guys were talking about Victoria.
I was wondering, you...
I was playing Hayden.
That's why
you
I came back
you were
back
making
in...
makeup faces. I don't know.
I came back into it when Alex said something about lube, so lube. I looked across at Tony. What are we... No, I'm going back. Going back.
Don't get sucked in. It's...
I have like a 10,000 gallon container of lube in Factorio. And it's getting full.
No, okay. Isn't it Wait, cute how we said why are we getting pulled back into this?
Oh, sorry.
We never left.
I'm
getting
I'm
smart grabbed back in.
Let's talk about my farm on Stardew Valley. Yeah. You want to know how many pumpkins I planted this season?
I don't know. 105.
100.
Pumpkins are worth a lot, though.
100.
I was pretty close.
You were close.
You were close.
But it's Price is Right rules.
Wait, Bob Barker or Drew Carey? Price is Right.
I think
Drew would let me slide.
It's Bob Barker. He's a badass.
Well, he's gonna get you neutered.
Bad news about that, guys. Bob Barker's dead. It's hard to be a badass when you're dead.
Bob Barker
is
beat
Bob
the shit.
Is Bob Barker dead? When did Bob Barker
so.
Die?
He's dead.
Are we sure he's not dead?
I know he's
I
really
don't
old.
Think he is.
I don't know.
I don't think that
We
happened.
Probably need to know that for the next trivia night that we're going to go to.
We probably need to know it, because if so, didn't we do Happy Gilmore because he died?
No, he's alive.
He's not dead.
Did we do Happy Gilmore? We did a lot of these goddamn shows. I don't know.
He's currently 92, Adam. Not
92?
Dead.
Wow.
Yeah. I bet I could beat him in a fist fight.
No.
He's a badass. I don't know about that.
He'll sick his dogs after you.
Mm-hmm. Listen, he took his dog's balls. I don't think they're like...
These are his dogs.
Bull and dog.
So, I've decided I'm going to try to do something that I will not follow up on at all.
Awesome.
For this movie.
Hey, congratulations.
I'm going to nominate it for 4 awards.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Number 1, least interesting montage.
Alex, I like this new side of you.
That fucking barn raising montage was so bad.
Also, did anybody else get a super homoerotic barn raising vibe from that scene?
Yes.
Like
everyone's passing around the glass of lemonade.
Yeah, like Harrison Ford and that one dude were like 2 minutes away
the
from just whipping it out and stroking each other off, like on the scaffolding,
hammering nails in with their dicks.
Yeah, like it was. I was like, is this gonna be a fuck scene? And then Viggo up there.
When the wall went up, all the guys. That was just they were using their erections to push.
That's what those sticks were. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, did you notice they had barbs on the end? Like
their dicks,
like cat penises do. Yeah,
ew.
I've heard that about the Amish.
is that why they're a protected class?
The other nomination, or another nomination, years. Most accurate portrayal of a police force's relationship with minorities. We're gonna go arrest a bunch of random black people. Is this one of the guys? No.
Slams him into a car.
And then the guy's like, hey, man, you know. And he's like, yep. And then he just goes back.
And then they're in that neighborhood, and he leaves them in his car. Like, it was just to see the outside. He leaves an Amish woman and a 7-year-old in the car.
Oh, my
God. All right, well, that's 2.
Continue.
Most obscure use of words.
Like?
I'm sure it's all
the German... Ish
no,
stuff.
I'm sure it's all celebrated or some shit like that.
Oh, it's charitable.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all charitable. What?
Everybody has ideas about you and the Englishman book.
I'm sure they're all charitable. I rewound that like 5 times. Yeah. I could not figure out what she was saying.
Hold on. Can we talk about how charitable is a word that you think they went out of their way to use?
Yeah. No, that's just like a...
If I was saying good things about you, would you ever describe it as charitable?
It's just a It's just kind of like an...
I would use that.
Are either of us Amish?
That's it's not... just kind of an old way of speaking.
It was just super late. And that wasn't the first time they did it. There was like several other times.
It's just an old way of speaking. It's how the Amish would speak.
What the fuck does that mean?
Don't kiss the Amish.
Also in German.
Yeah.
That is also how they speak.
Right.
The last one is least stoned Harrison Ford.
I see you haven't seen Executive Decision.
He just has this constant, it's like...
Or Air Force
I'm pissed
One.
Off and I'm really confused. No.
These are movies... I've already decided in my head when I was making this list that these are nominations for movies that we have watched this year.
I am going...
not movies that have come out this year. Not movies...
Not a lot of Harrison Ford movies this year, so...
But it's been two. And
that's
and,
true.
I'm going to nominate it for... Most surprising cameo of Aragorn.
That was, I think, his first big movie. I think.
That's not a surprise.
I was surprised.
Was he in the opening credits? Or
no.
Okay, because when I... The barn
no,
raising
he doesn't
showed
up. No, he doesn't show up until the barn raising.
Yeah.
He's and, there for like 2 minutes. Like, and he's lurk. In every scene,
well,
he's
lurking.
He lurks.
He's Daniel's brother.
He doesn't ever
so
say
that's
anything.
Why they're hanging out.
Very homosexually.
Mm.
Whatever.
I was like, is that?
It's the hair.
It's probably the
he
hair.
He just looked
no,
so,
that
he
can't
looked so
be.
Young and
is
fresh.
That... Then I looked it up.
No, I knew it was, but like.
And then
every
the,
scene with more than
the
two
weird...
Amish people had a weird gay vibe to it. And I don't know if it was just me projecting.
Yes.
I don't know why I would project that, but like, there was just like a lot of like longing looks. All right.
I thought a lot of the Amish dudes looked like, what's his name? You know who I'm thinking about because you thought it too.
Oh,
he's in Zombieland. He's really like, he's in
Woody
everything.
Harrelson?
Yeah. Yes. I thought they all looked like Woody Harrelson.
I thought
Harrelson.
It was very young Woody Harrelson at first. And then I was like, oh, no, that's not him.
I thought every new one that came up was him. And then I was like, oh.
I would like to nominate this movie for Best Variety of Hats.
Mm. There was an incredible variety
was,
of hats.
Put on your milking
was,
hat.
I know. What the hell was that?
It was a
I think
milking
we need.
Hat.
I think we need milking hats for Sausage Fest.
Mm.
When that happened, I was like,
and
hey,
the one, the one hats? Sex joke.
Oh, I,
the milking.
I've never touched one of those
things. That, that,
he's like,
haven't you ever touched a teat before? That this big. I loved the pause.
Yeah,
that pause
he
was perfect.
That old man was probably my favorite part of this movie. I did
not Ninja Kid?
No.
That Ninja Kid had more sense than the entirety of the cast of The
so
Walking Dead.
He was so cute back then.
He did.
Ninja Kid?
Yeah. Like Ninja Kid in the bathroom, he's like, oh shit, some shit went down. Let me close the door and back away slowly into the corner. Oh crap. Let me lock it. Now let me get under the stall and stay on the toilet. What the fuck, kid? What is going on?
You're Amish. How do you know this?
Then he like
shit?
Sneaks back into the house after they send him away. I thought for sure he was going to shoot somebody.
Mm.
Like because
was...
they clearly loaded that gun earlier.
That yeah.
I thought
they
he was
did.
Going to
they loaded
the gun.
Chekhov's gun early.
Yeah, they loaded Amish's gun early.
So I got to be honest, I fell asleep in the last 40 minutes of this movie.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah,
I know.
You didn't miss a lot.
I've seen it before.
He missed the boobs.
Yeah,
there
that's
was
true.
A really uncomfortable nudity scene. And when I say uncomfortable,
it was basically
she's
Harrison Ford.
So she's topless.
It was basically Harrison Ford standing in the doorway looking in at a woman bathing themselves in an open bathroom like...
And then she turns around and they just look at each other.
They just look at each other and like...
For a very long time.
Well, he explains it the next day.
No, that's not an explanation.
No,
that's not an explanation.
He said, I didn't fuck you because then you'd have to leave.
He's like, or I'd have to stay or you'd have to leave.
That's not an explanation.
For why they did that weird...
Yeah, because here's the thing. It's not like... What? They put the boobs in there, and you expect to put boobs in a movie for titillation or for some other specific reason.
Milking cows.
But, like, the expression on her face when they do the boob scene is, like, the most awkward expression. Like, Nobody here. The three of us don't know why this scene is happening. That's what that expression is like. And then Harrison Ford has the same expression. He's like, well, I don't know why we're doing
really,
this
scene either. For an Amish woman, that would not have happened. So that is realistic. There's no reason.
For an Amish woman, she wouldn't have had her bathroom door open when she's sharing it with a relative stranger.
Also, when they kiss goodbye, they do it like out in the open where everyone in the neighborhood can see.
Also, he just leaves.
Well, he had to.
Mm-hmm. What is the point of shoehorning in a shitty half romance?
Mm. It builds the tension.
Because it was the 80s. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did.
As soon as I saw this movie, it was from 1985.
Unrequited love.
My expectations went down a lot.
They were all requited and stuff.
He's requited in his pants. Very.
But ballerina boy wanted her, so he was going to end up with her.
That guy was a creep show too. Mm-hmm. Something about that guy was just off.
Mm-hmm. Also, giant teeth.
Here's another weird thing. They go to Pennsylvania for, or they go to Philadelphia for a reason.
Yeah, they're going unspecified.
She's on her way to Baltimore.
Yeah.
They never go to Baltimore.
Well, no, because he saw the murder in the bathroom. So they didn't get there.
Do they need to go there still?
Well, her sister. They were going to visit her sister in Baltimore.
Well, they never made it there.
Exactly. Because when she's in the car, she's like, we have to get to Baltimore.
Well, clearly she didn't John need to Book, get there we very have to badly.
The best scene, though, in my opinion, was when they're talking to that sheriff in Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought.
And he's like, yeah, I suppose I can make some calls. Except the Amish don't have phones.
Yeah, like good. Every time he says something.
Thank you for your time.
So the guy that was hitting on her?
Alexander Goodenough.
Yeah, he's
good enough.
Know that.
Because he was a ballet dancer.
He was also in Die Hard.
Yeah,
God
he was.
Damn it.
He was
what I was getting to, yeah.
He's the guy he hangs.
Yeah.
He died, I think, 10 years
ago. He looks Swedish, so I wanted to call him Sven the entire movie. I have no idea what his
racist
name is.
That's racist, Alex.
Probably. He looks Swedish.
He was pre-Baryshnikov. He was the ballet dancer.
All right, I'm gonna slip past that. So here's a fun thing about this movie. There's a movie that I don't know the name of that... Son of a bitch.
Crybaby?
Movie with this guy.
Like the dueling banjos movie.
Deliverance?
Yeah, what movie is that?
Deliverance.
Oh, I thought this was this movie.
Oh my God.
What the?
Yeah, so I was like, when is this going to get really fucking dark? And then about
like
two-thirds of the
like
way
a...
through, I was like, maybe this isn't this movie at all.
Have you guys done Deliverance?
I haven't seen it.
I have never seen it. So, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I've never seen
never
it.
Never sat through the whole thing.
So I thought this movie was going to get really interesting, and then it never did. And then at the end, I was like, this was just like the shittiest fish out of water, boiled down story like that I could see in any genre right now.
This movie would have been a not terrible episode of Castle.
I don't watch that show.
Nathan Fillion going to live with the Amish to protect the kid.
I could totally see him in the Amish getup.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, because it's not that different from what he wore in Firefly.
Yeah. You
got to remember, though, this movie was made in the 80s, so this is cutting edge.
This movie has a 92% rating?
Work Stands Alone. That's
Work Stands Alone. Hold on, no. This is the new rule. The new rule is about time. So... the time can add to a movie, like the time period, the time mm-hmm. the movie was made can add to a movie, but you can never use the time that it was made to justify shitty filmmaking.
Well, no, they use this movie in film schools as an example of the best writing they can do.
It's not the best writing they can do.
This is,
well, it is not.
Well, this is...
Look, there were some good
scenes.
Is this
scenes why we get so many shitty movies?
There's some good scenes in this movie, but there's a lot of time spent...
There's a lot of problems with editing in this movie.
Yeah.
The pacing of this movie is
editing,
not good.
Plot.
The plot is
what
there
the
is a plot.
There is a plot.
That's
yeah.
It's just
it's not a good one.
What?
This
they break writing rules. with the story. Because you have the scene where he's talking to the kid about the gun. And there's never a payoff to that scene.
Yeah.
Never. There's no reason to have that scene. That scene is
Yeah, useless. I thought that was going to come about at the end where when the dude looked at the kid and was like, he made a hand motion, which I guess was ring the bell, but I thought it was like...
Get the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I thought
the,
for...
The grandfather would never condone using the gun of the hand.
Well, I thought he was breaking his convictions, and I thought it was going to get interesting. But then the kid rang the bell, and there's, I was like, oh, this movie, this is much less interesting.
See, there, this movie could have been... There are so many missed opportunities for what could have been out of this story that I don't understand now why this movie is remembered so well. At the time, I saw it. I liked it. Now I can't justify that. I can't.
I didn't dislike it rewatching it, but it was, I mean, doesn't grab me.
But the thing is this story is just something that's been rehashed over and over in procedurals.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, and they've done it so much better.
But yeah, I mean, like the bits with his partner, that was like the three little scenes.
And then his partner was dead.
Yeah, and like either expand on it or just don't even have the guy there at all.
Tell more of that story. Or like, give me more of this relationship with whoever his superior officer is.
With how much pacing problems and just wasted time on meaningless things, they could have done more.
I mean,
at the front end of the movie...
More to setup.
Harrison Ford's character, it was kind of a fish out of water, but not even really. I mean, he adapted to the situation.
Well, once they realized he was a carpenter, it's like, you're almost one of us now.
Yeah. There's not
No.
I mean,
not until maybe the barn raising.
A drive for violence, or that he relied on technology, or like any number of other more interesting ways you could take someone out of modern society and put them into an Amish community.
Yeah.
There's none of it.
It would have been better if he wasn't a carpenter or was like,
he had to learn a skill.
Like there are people who grew up in a city and like don't see a cow until they're like 18 or 19.
Like, he takes him to milk a cow and he struggles with it a little at first. Like
for 3 minutes.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I got this.
He's fucking Han Solo. He smuggled that milk out of that cow. Okay. Less than 3 parsecs.
And I also didn't see how he built such a strong relationship with them so quickly. Like, they raised a barn. I felt like there could have been a more... just a better reason like for them to suddenly accept him.
That was Amish bro-ism.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing about that. It was Bromish. Clear that blonde bro Amish was trying to bang that one chick,
mm-hmm.
and then he shows up, and he's clearly going to bang that one chick, and everybody thinks it because they tell her so.
Yep.
And then that guy's like, all right, we can all bang her. Wait. What are we doing on this barn?
And then...
I feel like they created a conflict there. That wasn't a conflict because neither character was interested in it enough for it to be a conflict. Because
it had been so long since I saw it, I kept expecting Daniel to be
a dick.
More
a demon.
Yeah, to be a dick
because he has a weird face and he looks like he's spawned hell.
The other things that bugged me, like there were so many times where, like when they woke him up at 4:30 to milk the cows, if he had just said, "How do you know what time it is?" or something along those lines, just. Like
Henry Rollins,
like not even in the story, just show up. Like, how do you know what time it is? They just disappear because
they do have fucking clocks, asshole. Come on,
well, like they
just have him show up randomly.
And like, this automated thing you have bringing fucking water into your house, isn't that machinery? Like,
if he was, like more clueless about how they lived,
that's him. That's Daniel.
It bothers me that he only has hair on his breasts and not like.
What? His breasts?
Yeah, he doesn't have hair. Like, his stomach is, like, hairless. But
those
are
not breasts.
Boob hairs.
Boob hairs. Boob hairs.
These are breasts.
All right, I don't fucking... Like, there was some good dialogue, but, like...
Was there? Where?
the fucking when they were calling the sheriff. That was my. I can't think of anything else because that's like my favorite.
That part. Was there was good dialogue there. There was good dialogue when
they were. He had the gun to the girl's head and Harrison Ford had a gun and they were screaming at
him. You put it down. What is that guy's exit strategy?
I don't know.
What was any of their exit strategies?
No one had a strategy.
We're going to go to this Amish village with three shotguns and no additional... two shotguns and a pistol. No extra ammunition. Fuck that. Don't need that. And
no, the dialogue when he went and pulled the guy out of the nightclub. That little bit of dialogue was really good.
No, here's what the most babbling thing about this movie is. This is the movie that gave Harrison Ford his one and only Best Actor nomination.
What? I looked this up.
What?
Really?
This yes. has a 4 out of 4 stars by Ebert, like a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. How?
I mean, I don't think it was is awful. It just like it wasn't the worst wasn't movie I've ever terrible. Seen. I watched it and I was good. Semi-interested in it.
The problem with it is, I think the problem is this movie was good. But has been done better since. The story has been done better.
I was just thinking, like, maybe they add 5% for every year back in time the movie was or something to get the score to that point.
No, because those scores were given at the time.
Rotten Tomatoes didn't exist in 1980.
But they vet old
Was this ratings. Kelly's first movie after Top Gun?
Was it after Top Gun?
I don't know.
This had to have been before Top Gun. Or they use some really shitty cameras in this movie.
Silence.
Top Gun was 86. So this was before.
So this was before. Oh, okay.
I thought so.
This movie made money. A lot of money.
A lot of people saw it. It was a popular movie.
Is it just...
Those are unimpeachable statements. I'm it was popular and it made a lot of money. I didn't say it was good.
Is it just that the art has evolved to the point where I don't think this is good anymore?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Because like, but it, like if I look, like there's some old movies in black and white that I fucking love that I think are done great.
The thing is
from like the 50s.
Right. The thing is there some? Are. There are.
Name two.
12 Angry Men and. How I Learned to Love the Atomic Bomb.
Fair enough.
Dr. Strangelove.
Bam!
Name three.
I think that one's from the 60s.
I think To Kill a Mockingbird was a good adaptation.
I think Dr. Strangelove was the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was black and white.
Hold on. I don't remember what the challenge was. What was the challenge?
Name two black and white movies from the 50s.
50s or 60s. That he enjoyed. That I enjoyed.
No. Nope. He's adding the 60s
in
there.
Oh, he moved the goalposts.
Hold on. I don't know when Dr. Strangelove
came. I'm pretty sure it was the 60s.
I don't think I can name two.
Yeah, I don't think that was the 50s.
It was early, very early 60s.
64. Oh, wait, no. When did Ice Station Zebra? No, not Ice Station. Yeah, Ice Station Zebra. Or that was Planet.
70s?
No, Ice Station Zebra was the 60s. I think it was 68 or
that
so.
That was good.
Forbidden Planet.
Oh, I almost had one, but it was 1960.
So
Forbidden Planet, 56. But boom.
12 Angry Men and Dr. Strangelove were decades before this movie. And they were...
Different.
What's the comparison?
They're just...
They're
like
different.
Compared to this movie, they're just, like, better.
But they're different movies. Mm-hmm. Different types of movies.
Yeah, but I can compare the work to other works of the same medium.
But would you... The thing is,
the cinematography is good. The writing isn't bad. The acting is good. I had zero problem with the acting.
Right.
They performed the roles that they were given by the writing and the direction.
Yeah, it's just that the story was boring.
The story wasn't compelling.
The cinematography was average.
What you're trying to do, Alex, is like compare Fallout to
like Angry Birds.
Factorio.
Not even Angry Birds.
If
like,
I was comparing like Fallout
like Final
to
Fantasy
VII. Mario.
Like they're just, they're different. Like they're completely different and the tools were different and...
I don't know. Yeah.
It's
Seven Samurai.
I was just trying Seven to think Samurai. Like because it was older,
Rear
maybe
Window.
It couldn't be as good. But I don't think it's because it's older. It can't be as good. I just think it wasn't as good.
I think there are some things that are elevated to a status of being that good because they were the first, because they did things that people emulate, but come close to or even parallel to, sometimes even.
go a step beyond. But because they were the first, they get some extra props. It doesn't mean you should always get them.
Here's the thing about the movie. It is an adequate movie, which is fine. Like, it satisfies the criteria for being a movie that isn't terrible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when I'm watching a piece of art, like, that's not an endorsement.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I want my art to be interesting, compelling, and this was not those things.
I would give this 3 out of 5. It was watchable. There were some entertaining parts. It wasn't full entertainment.
3 out of 5 means that's a positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So
it's a 60%.
If we all give it not on Rotten Tomatoes, that's a 1 out of 1.
Oh.
If we all give it 3 stars, guess what? It's got 100% rating.
So 12 Angry Men is 100%
on Rotten Tomatoes. And Rotten Tomatoes Strange Love is 99%. Is simply plus or minus number of reviews divided by. It's the number of positive reviews divided by the number of total reviews. That's all it is.
So my star system would go from 1 star, unwatchable, 2 stars, watchable, 3 stars, I had some entertaining moments, 4 stars, good movie, 5 stars is like getting into the
Watchmen area. Yeah.
No, I was going to say Watchmen. I was going to say Fury Road.
Right.
Just say Watchmen.
Watchmen's between a 4 and a 5 for me. It's not a Fury Road.
It's also deconstructionalist superhero movies, and you don't care for superhero movies. So
Watchmen's objectively better than like Batman or like a typical Batman or Superman movie that I've seen.
You haven't seen Dark Knight.
I haven't.
After Watchmen, Dark Knight is the best superhero
movie. I'm pretty sure you've seen Dark Knight.
Have I?
I haven't.
With Heath Ledger's Joker?
Yeah, you've seen that.
Oh, I have seen that. Do you want to see a magic trick, Tony?
that's a good scene.
Hold on. We've been having this conversation where I'm like, you have to watch Dark Knight because it's the best superhero movie that's not Watchmen. And you're like, I don't want to watch it. But you've actually already seen it.
I've already seen it. I forgot.
I've never seen it.
I don't remember much about it. I remember that scene. I remember the Joker walking out of the hospital wearing a nurse's uniform.
Yeah, I think you missed a lot of the point of that.
Those are things that are mostly just memes on the internet at this point.
Was that the one where they had 2 boats for some reason in a harbor? Yes, it
is. Is it weird for 2 boats to be in a harbor?
Pretty much. I don't remember shit about Batman in that movie.
That's the point.
Yeah, Batman's not the main character.
Gotham is. No, I don't.
I don't rush about Gotham either.
Moral ambiguity.
I remember more about the minor characters in the Joker. Is it the Joker? Yeah, the Joker.
What minor Two-Face. Characters? The mayor?
Two-Face was in there?
Yeah.
Yep. Don't remember Harvey that. Dent.
Shows up like right at the end.
I believe Harvey Dent.
Was that the Thomas Jane one? Or was that his name?
Thomas Jane, that's the Punisher.
Oh, wait, who am I thinking of? What the hell's his name? Two-Face.
Tom Hardy.
No. Hardy was Bane.
That's
Aaron Eckhart.
There it is. Okay. Why am I thinking of that other name? I could see him.
Tom Hardy was Bane, who was in the next one.
Oh, okay. I could see him. I just got the name.
And who was also Max in Fury Road. Max.
Tom Hardy.
No,
I'm thinking Thomas Jane.
I don't know why anyone thinks of him.
I don't know why that was the name that came up in my brain.
He was Punisher. It's true.
Yep.
Can't erase the past. He was also in Hung. It's an HBO show, but he was a big dick.
Damn.
He's a school teacher.
With a big dick.
His house burns down.
Because of his big dick.
And then he becomes a male prostitute to rebuild his house. Because he has a huge dick.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah. All right.
That sounds like a really weird version of Breaking Bad.
It is kind of a really weird version of Breaking Bad.
I don't know how long it ran, but I at least watched. I was going to say I watched a year and a half. I don't know.
Really good.
I didn't see all of the second. That might have been when I stopped having TV, but yeah.
It was really good.
HBO has a lot of good shows that run a season or two.
Yeah.
Rome, Carnival.
Oh, goddamn, Rome was so good.
Rome
so
was really good.
Oh, Carnival could have been so good.
I loved Carnival.
I would have loved one more season.
I was heartbroken when it ended. I did not want that to end.
Just one more season.
We watched the first 3 or 4 episodes together, and Julie's like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
I think like 5 minutes in, I was... You can't pull me away from this.
I didn't realize in Arrested Development, whenever something weird happens, they play that noise that comes from Carnival. I didn't realize that was a parody of Carnival. Well, that shit's so good.
Mm. I don't know. I feel like I'm beating up on the movie at this point.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten into this downward spiral where we're really like digging at it. And it isn't as bad as we're making it sound. It's just not as good as everyone made it sound.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't live up to the nostalgia and the hype.
It is not 4 out of 4. It is not.
I saw it for the first time, so I have zero nostalgia.
Yeah, I didn't have any nostalgia. Yeah. But even not having any nostalgia, no, I had
a lot more positive feelings about the movie until I watched it again.
Mm-hmm. There were
and then it was like, I don't understand why I thought this. Then again, this movie came out when I was 14.
The beginning kept my interest for a bit because I was curious, but then I kept paying attention to my phone.
I think what it was I probably, at the age of 14 or 15, watched a movie that had...
Super excited about those boobs.
Yeah.
Oh. There's better boobs on the internet, Tony.
There wasn't an internet when I was 14. So it was a dark time.
It was a dark time in the rebellion.
Rough times.
Yeah. Yes. I don't have anything great to say about the movie, but I also don't really have anything negative to say about the movie. Like, it was just...
It was there.
A movie.
This movie brings up some questions in general that I have about Amish people.
Milking caps.
I honestly wouldn't mind seeing a remake of the movie. I think the core story, there is nothing wrong with the core story. But I think you could have a more interesting character out of Harrison Ford's character, somebody who is more reliant on if you remade it today, 2016, you have somebody who's far more reliant on technology, who then somebody has to like step me. Back. Yeah,
wow, but that's all I fucking know is technology.
Like, I'm not touching that cow's tits.
But that just sounds like the laziest, like lowest common. It just sounds like a boring movie. It's like, oh, this person's different, and then you get into this fucking tropey nonsense where it's like, at the end, we all learn something from one another. The Amish learned that technology isn't the devil's work. And then I learned.
I don't think maybe
I learned the value of a hard day's labor.
I think to the way to make it an interesting movie is not to do that.
Yeah,
like, it's just have it challenge everything and have there not be any positive resolutions.
Like they go back to the city. And it's like, yeah, the Amish suck. I want to kill them all. And then it turns into a weird genocide movie. And it's like, whoa.
Had to live with the Amish people for some reason. I'd be like converting bicycles into fucking generators and like whatever I could do to get some electricity.
Yeah, no, not just
leave. You probably scenario, like, I have walk to be somewhere there. Where there's power.
That's true.
Oh, the weird tourist scenes.
Yeah, is that a real thing? Tourists?
Yes, it is.
Kind of is. Yeah.
I lived in Lancaster County for 3 years. Believe me, it is like that.
That's weird.
Are you taking pictures of them all the time?
Mm-hmm. No.
I thought people knew that you're. Like, not supposed to take pictures.
They do, but it doesn't mean they don't, because they're assholes.
People are assholes.
So. Especially tourists. Oh, here's tourists some Amish assholes.
People I saw. Who are you showing this picture to?
There are tourists who go to, like, the fucking pyramid in Giza and carve their initials into the stone and shit.
And
like,
climb up on the sides.
Yeah, tourists are
you got to remember, mm-hmm. The tourists in Lancaster County are mostly Philadelphians and New Yorkers.
Some dicks.
I still felt that they're... That those scenes were like weirdly over exaggerated and like
no, I don't, the I shopkeeper.
Anything, that just was, like, I must have slept through those to be honest.
The shopkeeper like getting mad at the book for defending them. He was like, "Oh, this is bad for the tourist trade." When the Amish people are like, I don't know,
they are probably, the tourist trade.
Yeah, like they, I don't know.
Is it like? Is that?
But to me, like,
if anything, it would that make is more, the most real scene.
It yes, would make it more is. Sense yeah, to me exactly. If the guy who owned the shop was more concerned about the Amish people because those are the locals.
He didn't seem concerned about them at all, though, because in the beginning he was like, "They don't like you when you take pictures of them, but you can probably take pictures of them."
Ew.
Stop playing footsie with me.
I'm trying to stretch out. There are 3 people inside the table.
Yeah, you guys gotta get here early or something.
This is all Daryl's fault. Once every 4 months showing up, making everyone shuffle on the table. Oh, Jesus, Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl, I'm slightly inconvenienced by the layout of this table.
And of course, the other long side of the table that Tony has all for himself.
Privilege.
Tony owns this table.
Literally.
Next time Daryl shows up, I'm going to put my butt on that side of the table.
Well, this was kind of an anticlimactic episode, much like this movie.
This was a movie that we watched.
Somebody died in a corn silo.
Somebody was drowned by corn.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I thought it was a corny ending.
Do you think he was drowned or did he
crushed?
I was actually confused on how he just didn't leave.
When it first started, because he could have...
Because he was stumbling around, but the area of that silo was not very big.
I think he panicked because he threw his gun down. He was trying to protect his face, and then
the corn dust.
Apparently,
has he never been in a shower where all you do is just hunch over and
cover? Yeah,
yeah, everything falls around your face.
Has he never been in a situation where he's been carrying a gun around, and so maybe needs to concentrate for more than 5 seconds?
He's a cop. No,
shoot first. I always find it funny that they're all three of them were in suits.
Why is that?
They have to just because there's
no, they don't.
They sort of stick out.
Well, they do anyway.
I just thought it was funny that Danny Glover was in this fucking movie. That's what I got.
Well, what's the next week's movie?
16 Candles.
16 Candles, John Hughes. Okay.
Man, I'm going to be bitching about this movie all fucking week.
We could do To Catch a Thief.
Can we do 16 Candles in 2 weeks?
We're not going to be here.
Don't try and weasel out of it.
Oh, is that the game?
Well, for an equal horror, I found I read somewhere where this week that Heathers is being remade again.
Remade?
Yes.
I've seen that.
Yes. I think, what was wrong with the first one?
Everything was wrong with the first one.
Fucking everything.
Heathers was awful. Adam, I don't know what you...
It was not awful. I
thought it was
It was
cool.
Awful. It. Everything Heathers? About it was awful. Yes.
I like Heathers.
Oh, my God. We need to rewatch it again so you guys let go of whatever.
I like teenage girls being dicks.
They could have been dicks way better. The movie is awful. I don't know how you could dislike this movie we just watched and say that Heathers is good. Then I demand we do Heathers next week.
Let me go back and listen to my Heathers review because maybe I hated it. And I'm just
did you guys review Heathers?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
about 2 years ago.
I hated Guess Heathers.
What? You can listen to it.
That's probably about 2 years ago. Is probably when I first watched it too.
Maybe I hated it.
Okay, we
Christian
should do...
Slater I don't being remember. Jack Nicholson.
It was so
fabulous.
That movie also has a fucking high rating.
I know, it's a cult
because
classic.
It was cult classic.
It was garbage.
I love my dead gay son.
Pretty generally, when they say something is a cult classic, that means it's absolute shit.
That's Just Nightmare on Elm Street, man.
We should do Crybaby.
No.
Why not?
Crybaby was
That was a piece of crap.
No. You guys think that Heather is good, but Crybaby is bad?
Yep.
We're leaving.
I watched the first 15 minutes of Crybaby.
We will be leaving.
I saw the whole damn thing. I know it's a piece of crap.
I paid money to rent it.
I have
stopped watching it.
Probably seen Crybaby more times than any movie in my entire life.
What?
Yeah.
Even Transformers Revenge of the Fallen?
Especially Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Are you going to make me fall out of love with you now?
Because this
be a lonely
changes,
car ride home for me.
If the condition of your love is that I hate Crybaby, because that's never going to happen.
There's a lot of weird negotiation happening.
What I'm hearing is that...
I am aghast.
Is that we're going to do 16 Candles and then Crybaby.
I'm aghast that you guys liked Heathers and you think Crybaby is bad.
If we did it in that order.
No, don't do Crybaby without me.
This isn't going to be exactly what we do.
It's okay. I'll take down the site. I think I have access.
You do still have access.
Don't tell Tony.
The site doesn't do anything. They can still watch it and record the episode.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you have to take down the site a month when it gets posted.
I'll change the word Heathers.
Yes, you'll keep the 10 or 12 people that probably still actually listen to the episodes from listening.
I can't believe you guys like Heather.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it. And I went into it thinking I was going to like it so much because I like those crappy,
but what don't
like,
you like 80s. It about it?
The Heathers are so stupid and bad.
But that's
the idea. Acting is bad.
But the only Heather that matters is Winona Ryder. She's the only Heather that matters.
And that's why I wanted to like this movie, because I love Winona Ryder. I love her.
The fucking...
The acting was horrible.
It was camp. It was...
The characters weren't believable. Like, all of the dialogue
is awful.
It's
not supposed
awful.
To be. None of the characters... But now, wait a minute. If you're looking for, if you're looking for believable characters out of this movie, you went in with the wrong expectations.
Nothing about the movie makes sense. And there are so many things that could have been done way better. I would have to watch the movie again because it's been a couple of years to give you, like, a detailed review. But
I don't have to watch
I thought
movie.
It was awful.
I'm good.
I wanted to like it. I went into it thinking I would like it because this is like my genre of movie, 80s cult classic films.
That phrase just makes me want to vomit. Just a combination of everything I hate about everything. 80s cult classic films. Ugh. It gives me a fucking pee shiver. That's what it gives me. Why does this site not work mobily?
Which site?
Our site.
It's got a mobile skin to it.
Well, okay, there we go. All right.
I couldn't figure out how to search when doing it on my phone.
And like, I watched it. I watched it because my favorite band did a song titled something Veronica Sawyer. So I was like, oh, that's from Heathers. Like, and then the whole song is about that character and. I was like, oh, I have to watch this movie. It's my favorite band.
On our navigation, there's an other button that takes you to visit website. I'm already on the site. Why is this a navigation option?
That's probably just bad mobile skin programming.
Oh, it takes you to the full site. It takes you out of the mobile.
Oh, view. Okay.
I can't get it to load on my phone.
I had to wait for it to pop up for mine. I think it was caching some. Released in 89. Oh, shout out to Lena for helping with the show notes for the Heathers.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Tony, David, Daryl, and Jill.
Oh, wow. That was when Jill was there. So that was the early...
January 5th, 2012.
That I was pretty...
Been a long time since them days.
Yeah. I was brand spanking new at that point.
Jill.
How are you going to describe this one? Should we just wait till later?
Oh, no, not that. I mean, Jill was Jeff's wife. Yeah. We used to work with Melina. No, I was...
My BFF, Jill.
I was trying to make a joke with the sequencing of women we've had on the show.
So there was...
It was Jill. And then
Jolie.
And then when Jolie left, we had to replace her with Kayla.
Yep. And then Lena, when she moved here.
Yeah, back up.
It's a tight grouping alphabetically.
Yeah.
Back up my fat ass.
Right into Africa.
No, because it was like, because Jill was on the show until like right until Jolie started. Like as soon as Jill stopped coming,
no,
like,
I thought Jill was gone for a while before.
Was it was a little while.
Yeah, she
it was.
Was
a little while
because she had lots of like things going on with her kids. I think I remember because that was when it used to be on. Yeah, blah 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 blah. That was what was it? Ustream?
Oh, Adam already told me that I'm a poor man's Jolie.
Oh wow,
that has not been forgotten.
I don't remember saying
with
that.
With a really long memory.
I'm not denying I did say it, because it sounds like something I would say.
Oh my
but
God.
This is just another instance in which someone reminds me of something I've said or done, usually while drunk, that yes. I've forgotten about, that I find hilarious. I love to experience all over again.
I don't want to know what the hell you say about me when you're drunk. I don't want to know.
You're usually around.
Not always.
I mean, not always, but...
You'll probably be around Saturday when it happens.
I don't know if I'll drink on Saturday.
What?
I'll drink on Saturday.
I got nothing else to talk about.
I'm probably going to get a golden monkey on the way out here, too.
You're what?
I'm going to get golden monkey on the way out here. And I'm going to get
I was like, you're bringing a monkey? What?
I can get some.
I mean, I already have to drive out here on Saturday.
It's true.
So you can just stop on the way.
All right.
Fucked up.
Anything else? Anyone?
Nope.
Nope. So next week is 16 candles. You guys do whatever you want when me and Alex are gone. And then we're going to meet back here and battle over Crybaby.
So wait, does that mean we're doing Crybaby the week after that?
Sure. No, hold on. 16 candles next week.
Yes.
Some other thing and then Crybaby.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So 16 candles next week. That's yes, the most important
that's all
thing
we need to know for now.
To work through.
Yeah, the three actors could die between now and 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we still need to have a serious conversation about Prince.
Yes.
Can we start the conversation with my apathy towards his death, or
you're apathetic towards anyone's death,
everyone's pretty, death. Pretty generally.
No, I'm just talking about what movie we're going to talk about.
You,
because recently Dead Guy Podcast.
That's you haven't known me when someone I know has, like, somebody I actually that's know obvious. Has died, but it's not going to change. Like, they're just going to die.
No, I figured that.
All right,
Under the Cherry Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think I saw that one.
Hey, did you know that Prince was a Jehovah's Witness?
Yep.
Yeah,
because my father-in-law won't stop fucking talking about it.
Was he all
was or practicing?
Yes, yeah,
the currently early, practicing the as of 2000s. The time of his death.
Yeah,
as in a congregation was like almost on his property.
Like he would go. He would like literally go door to door with the other peeps too.
Wow.
Yeah,
the Jehovah peeps.
I would think did his lifestyle that? Contradicted what they taught a lot.
You'd think that
no. He's born again,
but. Then again, since he didn't have a will, and it's contested now, and the congregation might get some of the money, he's pretty strong candidate for Witness of the Year, because we're talking some hundred millions of dollars.
It's 300 million,
I heard it was eight. Upwards of eight.
It's a lot of money.
It depends on how you're counting it all.
Well, he also owns...
He had no living.
He also owns all his recordings and the masters,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of artists don't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's huge.
Yes. And all his intellectual property. And man, all the other...
He did have a dick guitar.
So basically what you're saying is if you're rich, no matter how far away you are from a religion, if you're rich, they'll let you in.
At the end of his life...
I don't know that Prince was that far from the religion.
He was not far from
the religion. At the end of his life.
At the end, probably. But I cannot imagine, like, 10, 15, 20 years ago, that guy was just not drowning in women.
His drowning in women, music, drugs.
Once he converted, his music
fucking drowning
was a lot less, less sexual.
To hear people talk, though, he lived a clean life.
Yeah.
Like, you hear very few drug stories about Prince, if any.
Recreational-wise.
Ever.
Mm. I mean, the only thing you're hearing now is Percocet for his fucked up hips.
Yeah.
From all that gyrating and sexing.
You know what? A lifetime of banging your way through every chick in this fucking country.
But you can't,
twice will
you
do
can't
that.
Separate the subject of his music, like, as a religion, if he's singing about stuff like that, and then say, oh, but he doesn't actually like
oh,
bang
you
a bunch
can
of
if
chicks.
if he's writing a check. Mm-hmm. You certainly can.
Yeah, that's what
religions.
I'm at.
Religions have done that.
A watchtower's not going to print
time.
Itself.
It's not. It's not like he stopped performing his hits about whatever.
Darling,
well,
Nikki.
No, because he did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah,
2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So he,
my two favorite memes that I've seen since his death. Is sorry terrorists, there aren't any more virgins in heaven.
Yes.
And the other one that's so what do you mean you don't know who Prince is? Your parents fucked conceiving you. So he's like 33% your dad.
Yeah, my brother told me, he's like, this is the worst. He's like, I've never heard a Prince song. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, he has.
I'm like, I know
everywhere.
You're just Julie's like, so I had to go buy Arms of Orion because I couldn't believe I didn't own it. Like, I know I own the Batman soundtrack, so I know we own it somewhere. I just don't know where it's at.
Well, now you do.
So my discussion point was, do we do Batman or do we do Purple Rain?
Oh.
Just for the soundtrack.
Not Batman.
You would rather do Purple Rain?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Batman?
Have you ever seen Purple Rain?
No.
I don't know if I've seen that Batman.
Okay.
But I've seen Purple Rain. Here we go.
Boy, this is going to be one crap-tastic month.
Jesus Christ. 16 candles.
May is going to poop all over your face.
16 candles. Crybaby. Whatever the fuck does Purple Rain shit is.
Purple Rain. Look, I mean,
we you might do as well see Prince on a motorcycle.
I don't give a fuck.
There's multiple, redeeming quality.
Multiple times. Yeah.
What, the motorcycle?
That is the redeeming quality.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Purple Rain?
Jerry Curl.
I was going to say, I've never made you watch Purple Rain. I haven't seen it since I was like
I just watched it this weekend with my best friend.
We were like, ah, Prince!
I haven't seen it since.
And even back then, I was like, oh.
I watched part of it and it was like,
There's one part of the movie that I just for some reason I think about a lot.
The bush?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What did I miss? All I heard was bush.
Bush.
Kayla said there's one part of the movie she thinks about a lot.
Of Purple Rain. There's one part that always comes back to me for some reason. But well, we can talk about that when we watch the movie.
Man, we're just going to round out this shitty month with some other thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful. For
when they watch the movie, if they do it in 2 weeks.
Ooh, no, don't we'll do it in 2 weeks.
After that. Okay. I'm just thinking about what we're going to do while you're gone.
Do some, like...
What about To Catch a Thief? Are we going to stick with crappy movies?
Some no. movie that you guys...
You're going to fucking make me watch this stupid John Hughes bullshit.
Do some action hero movie thing.
Do some, like... Jackson. Do what? Some, like, Bridge no, Over the River.
I can't watch that. I'll get sick.
Do another movie like Bridge Over the River,
Kwai.
Give me a good movie.
No.
Ben's of like a
palate cleanser for the rest of the shit month.
Yeah. Another movie where I would have fallen asleep watching it.
Of course, this is just May 1st. I don't know if there's any other.
Well.
I was looking at the list. I didn't really see it. Bring It On.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking.
Are you?
No.
I know. This is for the week you're not here.
Did you guys do Pleasantville?
Which one?
That will round out the month perfectly.
The answer is no.
No, we
this
have
is
not
just
done
the May
it.
1st stuff.
I'm on exercising this.
I think I saw
off
this,
ignored veto power. Because I feel like I'm making great sacrifices.
Pleasantville wasn't a bad movie.
It was okay.
What?
It was as okay as this one was.
Say on lists of movies that we're watching, it's.
We have very few movies that we watch that are just. Okay.
Have you guys ever done...
Witness is one of them.
Witness was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Have you guys ever done Stepford Wives?
Yeah.
The original one or the remake?
I think they did the remake.
Did we do
either of them?
I thought we did the remake.
I wish it was a site that I had all the fun.
With
Fern Gully Bette, 2, The Magical Rescue.
Bette Midler and...
I've seen the remake.
Ferris Bueller and...
Yeah.
And
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
We did not do stuff for Wives.
Oh.
What was the other one we were questioning if we watched?
Mm-hmm. Sanford and Son. Listen, we need to come up with a better movie.
And this is how an episode dies.
All right, we'll turn it off. I got to think about a movie.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.